What's up, everybody? It's your boy Hunter Rivers here, coming at you live with another dose of Mental War, where we're training your mind like a Spartan warrior to conquer procrastination and unlock your full potential. Today, we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial, the power of positive self-talk. Ever notice how those little voices in our heads can make or break us? They can be our biggest cheerleaders or our harshest critics. But here's the game changer. You have the power to choose which voice dominates. That's right, you get to be the CEO of your inner dialogue. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will level up your self-talk and skyrocket your success. Number 1. Awareness is key. Before you can change anything, you gotta know what's going on. Start paying attention to those inner voices. What are they saying? Are they raining negativity or offering support? It's like checking the weather forecast for your mind. Once you know what's coming, you can prepare and maybe even steer it in a different direction. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept those negative voices as fact. Question them. Are they really true? Is there evidence to support them? Often, our inner critic is just repeating old stories or fears that no longer serve us. It's like a broken record stuck on repeat. You gotta hit the stop button and rewrite the script. Number 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where things get really powerful. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, actively reframe those thoughts into something positive, or at least neutral. Instead of saying, "I can't do this, try. This is challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot." Even small shifts in language can make a big difference in your mindset. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all mess up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about showing up each day and doing your best. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. This builds confidence and reinforces positive self-talk. Treat yourself to something nice when you achieve a goal, or simply take a moment to appreciate how far you've come. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're gearing up for an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic starts whispering doubts in your ear. "You're not good enough," it says. What if you mess up? But here's where the power of positive self-talk comes in. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've prepared well, and you've got this. You visualize success, focus on your strengths, and deliver that presentation with confidence and clarity. Boom. Remember, folks, positive self-talk isn't about being fake or ignoring reality. It's about choosing to focus on the good, believing in yourself, and speaking to yourself with kindness and respect. This is a mental muscle we need to train. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. So, go out there and conquer your day with the power of positive self-talk. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little mental warfare boost. Let's spread the positivity. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and crushing your goals. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.